بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the last few lessons we have been speaking about the Ahl Kitab, the Yahud, Nasara, and that despite their distortion and alteration of their respective kitabs, the Torah and the Injil, yet these people still held firmly onto them. They refused to accept the Quran, they refused to accept the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say to us that if they had brought iman, if they had accepted Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and if they had accepted the Quran, then despite whatever they had done in the past, their distortion of the book and the concealing of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would have forgiven them for this. And Allah would have made them from the people of Jannah. So Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If only the people of the book had brought iman. In other words, they had accepted the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had believed in the Quran. وَاتَّقَوْا. And they had taqwa. They abstained from kufr, from shirk, from disbelief. لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Allah says, then we would have wiped out their sins for them. وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. And we would have admitted them into gardens of bliss, gardens of enjoyment. In other words, the gardens of Jannah. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. And if only they had upheld the Torah and the Injil and that which was revealed to them from their Lord, in other words, the Quran. So if they had upheld the true teachings of these scriptures, these divine books of Allah, then what would have been the result? Allah says, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. They would have eaten from that which was above them and that which was beneath them. What does this mean? That Allah would have sent abundant rainfall for them. They would not have suffered from drought. وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. And beneath them means that Allah would have caused abundant crops to grow. So they would have had plentiful sustenance, food, provisions to eat. In other words, Allah would have opened up for them their rozi, their sustenance in this world based on their iman and their taqwa. And this is why Mufassirin have written that جَعَلَ اللَّهُ التُّقَى مِنْ أَسْبَابِ الرِّزْقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, in various other verses also we find that Allah has declared taqwa, Allah's consciousness and upholding His commands and His laws. Allah has declared this to be from the asbab, from those means of opening up a person's sustenance. We find in the other verse of Quran also Allah mentions وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who will have taqwa, then Allah will make for him a way out from all of his difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will provide for him. Allah will send rizq for him from those avenues that he did not anticipate. So this is an important lesson that we are taught, is that having true and firm iman and taqwa, upholding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstaining from that which Allah has made impermissible, this is from the asbab, from the means of opening up a person's rozi, a person's sustenance in this world. Nevertheless, Allah then says, مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ. That from amongst these Ahl Kitab is a group who are moderate, who are balanced. In other words, they have not exceeded the bounds as far as honoring their Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and their divine books to the extent that they reject the Quran and reject Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have also accepted his message. And we find famously amongst the Nasara was the incident of Najashi, who accepted Islam. And amongst the Yahud was Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu and various others who, despite upholding the Torah, Injil, despite being the followers of Nabi Isa, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, yet when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and propagated the message of Islam and brought the Quran, these people accepted. However, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says many of them have still traversed the path of evil. They still have followed a course of evil. In other words, they exceeded the limits as far as honoring their Anbiya when it came to the Nasara and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So because of the pedestal that they put him up onto, of course, Nabi Isa alayhi salam was a very great Nabi of Allah. But because they exceeded the limits and they went overboard in honoring him, this caused them to reject Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to reject the Quran. And therefore, they will be doomed till eternity. They will not gain admittance and entry into Jannah. Allah give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.